You may have seen Abelardo's Mexican restaurants in your travels in Iowa. There are several of them. In particular, we had heard about the Abelardo's in Ames, and the word was that they serve a wide variety of Mexican food that is all freshly made. So we wanted to check it out to see what was going on with that homemade Mexican food served in the former Long John Silver building on Lincoln Way. Ursula and I had lunch there, and then I sat down with Eleazar Flores, who is the owner. Eleazar and his brother Cesar are the owners of two Abelardo's restaurants, one in Ames and one in Ankeny. We're sitting here in the restaurant, the Abelardo's on Lincoln Way in Ames. For our listeners who can't see this place, can you describe it to us?
Yes, the building used to be a Long John Silver's. We're trying to make a little improvements in the interior. We're changing the boots to make it a little cozier, make it go more with our theme. And the restaurant's pretty big. We have two lobbies where customers have more than enough space to sit. It's not too crowded. And we also have our little salsa bar, which is it's really great. We have a big variety of hot sauce. We have six in total. And customers can just come in, choose their hot sauce, serve as much as they want, and enjoy their burritos.
And you also have some, like, pickles and other condiments there as well, right?
Correct. We have the pickled carrots, and we have jalapenos. We also have lime out there for the customers.
The decor is white walls, but with lots of red and green trim. Why did you choose those colors?
Those represent the colors of the Mexican flag. We wanted to go with that theme, especially because it's the Abelardo's theme as well. Those are our colors, red, white, and green.
And the Abelardo's in Ankeny, you said, is also in a former Long John Silver's.
That is correct, yes.
So does it look kind of similar?
Yeah, we made several changes in our Ankeny location. Our booths are a different color than they used to be. Now they're red. They go with the theme. It's a lot smaller than the Ames location. We are trying to work on the exterior. It's a little run down right now, but we're gonna start remodeling here in a couple months, where it's gonna look a lot better. Just have a better representation of what we are.
How long have you had these restaurants?
I started with the Ankeny location in August of 2015. After that, we opened the Ames location, or this location, in about 8 months after we opened our Ankeny location. So yeah, we've been here since 2015.
And tell us how Abelardo's works.
It's a small chain. They started out in Omaha, and I and my brother used to work for them when they had barely started, and this was about 10 years ago. Soon the owner started opening more locations where he couldn't manage all of them, and he made it into a small franchise, but it was handed down to the former employees. So most of the Abelardo's are owned by employees.
So it gives people an opportunity who had been working there to actually become owners of one.
That is correct. I actually worked for Abelardo's before buying into the franchise in 2013.
Is the menu the same at all Abelardo's, or do you make it your own?
The menu is the same in all the Abelardo's, but we have the freedom to change small things or add things depending on what the customer has asked for.
I had the pleasure of enjoying a little bit of lunch here, especially the tamale, which was very, very delicious. So you make all the food fresh right here?
That is correct. Everything's made from scratch. The tamales are made by the manager, which is my sister-in-law. We work as a family together to make everything run a lot better and keep it homemade.
Are there other things that you would consider your specialty that are particularly good that people should try?
We make the carnitas, the shredded pork. Those are really good. We make them homemade style. And our chimichangas are really popular. Those are well known as well.
And the carnitas you can get in a taco or in a burrito or in different things, the pork?
That is correct. We can make it into burrito, tacos, even enchiladas, just anything that you want to make it into, we can do it.
And you have this thing called the Diablo burrito. What's that?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's one of our popular burritos, too. It's a steak burrito with shrimp, fries, rice, and chipotle sauce to give it that spicy flavor.
And you use flour or corn tortillas?
For the burritos, we use the flour tortillas. And for the tacos, obviously, we use corn, or we can do flour as well.
So soft or crispy tacos are possible?
Yes, and also our crunchy tacos, the shells are homemade. Those we make them here from scratch as well. We don't use any of the store-bought taco shells.
I'm a big fan of beans at Mexican restaurants. How do you make your beans?
So we use the pinto beans. Nothing's store-bought again. Nothing's canned. Everything's fresh. So we start from, boiling them. We have whole beans and the refried beans as well.
Let's talk about what it's like to run this business. You said that your family is involved. How many family members are involved in these two businesses?
Well, it's just my brother, his wife, myself, and my wife. We all try to put a little part of our time to make everything run well.
Is it hard to run a family business?
It is. You have to be away from home a lot. Our shift doesn't end once you leave the restaurant. You're always on call. So it's a little hard, especially having a family. You just have to be there all the time.
But there must be some rewards in working with your family as well.
Working with the family is great. It keeps us united. As of right now, my wife is helping me out a lot in my Ankeny location, where we don't have to be away from each other a lot, because we put a lot of hard work in there. And we can meet in the middle, where we can try to make things run smoother rather than someone doing it by itself.
So you and I think you said your brother both worked in Abelardo's before you decided to start your own.
We were working in the Omaha location, and that was their first location that Abelardo's opened.
And how did you then come to be in Ames?
Well, I moved out of state. I moved to northern Indiana. I worked there for about 2 years in a duck factory when I got a call from Abel, the franchisor, and he was selling his location in Ankeny, and he liked the way I worked back then, and so he gave me that big opportunity, and I didn't even think about it. I just came here, saw the restaurant, and we agreed on it.
That's really wonderful that he saw something in you that you could handle running a business like this, and he reached out to you.
I was surprised. I was really grateful for that, or for him giving me that opportunity. Like I said, I mean, I wasn't working at the time for him, and yeah, he decided to give me a call, and which I really appreciate.
And your family comes originally from Mexico. What part of Mexico?
I was born in Mexico. I grew up, or I was there for 9 years. After that, we moved to California, and that's where I was most of my life. I was there for about 12 years, then moved around to Reno, Nevada, to Nebraska, ended up in northern Indiana, and now I'm here in Iowa.
And how are you finding it in Iowa? Is there a good customer base and support for your restaurant?
There's a lot of support from the people here in Iowa. It's just great. We see a lot of support from our customers, especially here in the Ames location. A lot of students, and they spread the word on us. They just give us so many good things to keep working for.
And do you have a lot of regulars, people who come in frequently?
Oh, yes. Most of our customers are regulars. We have an employee. Her name is Hannah. She's just very lovely with the customers. And a lot of customers come and visit her, and they know her by name. And she knows most of the customers by name as well. So that tells us a lot that we do have a lot of regular customers here in the Ames location.
Yeah, so you're able to make that connection with them as people, not just as customers.
Yeah, we try to keep that connection. I mean, our cashiers are very friendly with the customers. A lot of the college students, like I said, they know our cashiers by name, and the cashiers know their customers by name. So that we see something in there. We see a big connection, and we try to keep it that way all the time.
And it's interesting, as we're sitting here in the restaurant, it's lovely. The sun's shining in the window, and it is fast food in the sense that you go to the counter and order, but then when you sit down, you feel like you're in kind of a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, out of all the avalados, we're the only ones that do that, because we want to make the customer feel as if it was a full-service restaurant, and, you know, to have that comfort of sitting and not having to get up. We want to make them feel like they're home.
People place their order, but then you bring the order to their table?
Yeah, we bring it out all the time. So the customer comes in, they order, they want to grab some sauce, and then they can sit down, and our cashiers will bring out the food to their table.
And because this was a former Long John Silver's location, there was a drive-in window, and you made the decision to keep that, so people can also get their food through the drive-in.
Yeah, both locations have the drive-through window. We try to make it faster for those people that have children or just don't have the time to get off the car and come in and order. We have that advantage that they can just go through the window and pick up their food a little faster.
So you're doing pretty well. So what would you say is the secret of your success?
Our customers. I guess our customers have been very loyal. They've been supporting us. And like I said, we try to do things the right way, a way that the customer can be pleased and they can keep coming back.
What plans do you have for improvement or change in the future?
Right now we want to work on the locations. We want to make them look a little better. Like I said, it was an old building, Long John Silver's, and they do need a lot of work. So we're working on them right now, trying to reupholster the booths and give it a little more color to it. And after that, we're probably gonna expand into another location.
So you're gonna look for another place to start one or to buy one that's in existence?
There's a possibility that we might open another location in the Des Moines area by the airport. We're discussing that, and that one would be a brand new building.
So many times when a business leaves, like Long John Silver or KFC down the street leaves, and the building just sits empty. It's not good for the community. It's not good for the city. So it's really great that you were able to repurpose and revitalize these two older buildings.
Yeah, that's a... The concept of Avelados is to use the buildings that were used in other chains, and we put a lot of work in them to try to make it work, and also to be part of the community, not to just go into invest in new properties. We rather use the buildings that are already recentered and you know, people are used to.
And your other employees, do they tend to work with you for quite a while?
Most of our employees have been working with us since we opened. They've stayed with us, and I guess that's one of the keys for us doing well, because we have the same employees. They seem happy here, and they work great.
What are your hours at this location?
This location, we're open from 7 a.m. To 2 a.m. from Sunday through Thursday, and on Friday and Saturday, we're open from 7 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard that this is kind of a late night place to come for students or other people to get some food late at night.
Yeah, since we're close to campus, I know there's a lot of students that go out or like to party, and there's hardly anything open at that time. So we decided to extend our hours to 4 in the morning. That way they, on their way home or if they want to stop and grab something to eat, you know, we're here for them.
Yeah, there are not many places open at that hour in Ames. Have you had any problems late at night? People tend to drink, or have there been any problems like that?
We've never had an issue with the customers or the students. I mean, they just seem to be very calm. They're really great even when they're drunk. So it's in overall, we've never had a problem.
They're just hungry.
Yep, that's how they are.
Are the hours similar in Ankeny? Do you stay open that late?
No, in Ankeny, our hours are different. We're open from 9 a.m. To midnight. From Sunday through Thursday, Fridays and Saturdays, we're open from 9 to 3 in the morning.
If you think about where your family came from in Mexico, the area, because I know there's different cuisines and different recipes in different parts of Mexico. But if you think about where your family is from, would you say this food is similar to that?
No, this type of menu comes from northern Mexico. So it's a little different than what we're used to. I was born in San Luis Potosí, which is the center of Mexico. So this is a little different than what my family's used to. But the menu comes from the northern part of Mexico and the southern part of the United States. So this is more of a Tex-Mex, mix of a Tex-Mex and the Mexican style.
And you have a couple different kinds of meats that are unusual that you won't find in all fast food Mexican restaurants. Could you tell us about those?
Yeah, we have the steak. We have our fish burritos, which is I guess not a lot of Mexican restaurants have those. We have the adobada, which is marinated pork. We have our carnitas, our shredded pork. We have the pollo asado, grilled chicken. That one's really, really good. And ground beef, that's our most popular meat for our chimichangas, our tacos, and burritos.
You look very young to be an entrepreneur and a restaurateur like this.
Yeah, I started when I was 24 years old. I was able to buy into the franchise when I was just 24. Right now, I just turned 28. I'm the youngest of the family. I had one of my other brothers working here, too. And the one that manages the Ankeny location, he's also young. He's very young as well. So we were able to get into all this at a very young age.
I always have the idea that it takes a lot of courage to start your own business because, you know, you hear so much about restaurants failing and how hard it is to keep your own business going. But you seem to be rolling right along.
It's a little scary at the beginning. Obviously, everybody's is afraid to fail. Fortunately, we were able to make it work. Yeah, there's that fear of not having what it's needed to run a restaurant or the attitude or the passion to do it. And, you know, working as a family, I think that's what helped us.
So you felt like you weren't in it alone?
No, I had a lot of support from my other brothers, and they're very supportive in overall.
And does the franchise also provide support?
They do. For the startup, they help us financially. They try to do as much as they can for us as well, for us to make it work.
How many are there in Iowa? Do you know?
There's a total of 6 in the Des Moines area, and there's about 10 or 12 in the Omaha area.
So if somebody hasn't been to one and they're thinking, oh, I need to go try this place, what would you tell them to order? What would you order if you were coming here to eat?
Well, that's a little hard. Everybody has a different taste, but you know, there's something for everybody. My favorite burrito is the California burrito, which is similar to the Diablo. It has the steak, French fries, cheese, and pico de gallo. It's all cooked together. That's one of my favorite burritos to recommend. The mixed fajitas. You got chicken, steak, and shrimp all in one plate. We have 24 combinations, and we have over 20 burritos to choose from. There's something for everybody in here.
You have some special drinks as well that people can get to go with their meals?
We have the fountain drinks, but we have our chata, which is a rice and cinnamon drink, Jamaica, and the pineapple drink. We also have jarritos. Not a lot of Mexican restaurants have those. And we also have the bottled Cokes, the glass bottle Cokes, which are rare in some restaurants.
And the jarritas are also in bottles?
Yes, they're glass bottle drinks. They're all made with 100% sugar, a little different than like a regular fountain drink.
So it's not made with corn syrup, in other words. And these are from Mexico?
Yes, they are. And we have over 8 flavors of those.
Okay, so people can try one of those to go with their meal if they haven't had one. Well, thank you very much for talking with us. I think that you've given us a great picture of
Abelardo's Mexican food.
That was Eleazar Flores, who, with several family members, owns and manages 2 Abelardo's Mexican restaurants, one in Ames and another in Ankeny. Eleazar said that their building on Lincoln Way had been empty for quite a while before they moved in, and that it was in very bad shape with water damage and some serious problems. They're making a lot of improvements, and it looks great already, but customers can expect to see even more improvements in the future. It sounds like they have many loyal customers and are here to stay as part of the Ames community. And one thing Eleazar said he forgot to mention is that on their menu, they also have a number of different breakfast burritos, which are available all the time.